Taiwan's defense ministry has reported 9 Chinese warships and 58 aircraft around the island on Sunday. Chinese state media say the military is practicing an encirclement of the island during a second day of drills. The operation was announced in response to Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to the U.S. Victoria Gatenby has more.
A Taiwanese Coast Guard vessel issues a warning to a Chinese warship taking part in drills in the Taiwan Strait.
You are now seriously damaging regional peace, stability, and safety. Please turn around immediately and leave.
On Saturday, the Defense Ministry reported that 70 Chinese jets crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, the unofficial barrier between the two sides. Beijing says the military is rehearsing an encirclement of the self-governing island, which it sees as a breakaway province. The 3-day exercise follows Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to the U.S. In the capital, Taipei, people go about their daily lives. Many say they fluctuate between fear and indifference.
The president traveling to different countries has the effect of increasing international awareness of Taiwan. Of course, verbal and military intimidation from China can't be avoided, but I think because this intimidation has been going on for such a long time, it's impossible to ignore.
China considers Taiwan part of its territory and has not ruled out using force to take it. But Taiwanese consider themselves independent and reject the one country, two systems policy.
To constantly talk about unification is quite unnecessary, or rather, there is no absolute need for this. Also, China is talking about unification while threatening military action, which is quite pointless. I think it's more important for us to live our lives as we are currently and have Taiwan achieve a bigger position on the international stage.
The military drills have disrupted shipping and air traffic in a region crucial to global trade. More worrying, perhaps, Beijing is turning up the heat on another simmering conflict. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.
Well, let's speak to Vincent Chow in Taipei about this. He's a former foreign policy aide to President Tsai Ing-wen and is now a Taipei city councillor. Thank you very much, Vincent, for joining us on Al Jazeera. So we have China simulating striking Taiwan on a second day of drills. Now, interestingly, as we saw in our report, Taiwan's residents seem unfazed by these latest manoeuvres. Why is that? Why are people seemingly not as concerned in Taiwan?
Well, thank you for having me. And the truth of the matter is that the people of Taiwan have bravely faced this sort of threat from China consistently over the past 2 to 3 years now. We've seen consistent military action across the Taiwan Strait. We've seen, for example, the Chinese engage in naval and air force drills in Taiwan's vicinity. We've seen economic actions and sanctions against Taiwan. And this has unfortunately been part and parcel of the cross-strait relationship under Xi Jinping from China.
But these exercises are simulating striking Taiwan. I mean, how do they compare to China's response last year when the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan?
I would argue that last year we saw a bit of an increased escalation from what the Chinese have done in the past. I don't think we've seen this over the past 2 years. I mean, certainly the Chinese have never made their intentions more clear, which is that they have never renounced the use of force against Taiwan, and exercises pretending to strike Taiwan or to storm Taiwan's government offices. We've seen this in the past as well. So I do think that the Chinese are being a bit more restrained this time around, but it's also for their own self-interest in a sense that we do have a presidential election coming up, and the Chinese would be mindful that any hard-headed approach on this issue could very well backfire in terms of their political interests here in Taiwan.
I was going to ask you about the presidential election in 2024. What does the future hold for Taiwan? What impact is China's assertiveness, increasing assertiveness over Taiwan, going to have on the vote and independence ambitions?
So I think for President Tsai, although she's term limited and will not participate in the 24 election, she's always been very clear-headed in terms of what Taiwan needs. Taiwan needs a robust defense, so she's committed to that. She's increased the defense budget by 1/3 over her term. She's reintroduced conscription. She's re-envisioned our military strategy to a more asymmetric style. And so that's part of it. But the second part of it is precisely what she was doing in across the United States in recent days, which is just broaden Taiwan's international space. China, for a very long time, has seen conflict as part of this internal conflict between the Chinese Communist Party and previously the Kuomintang of Taiwan. And so certainly I think it is in Taiwan's interest and President Tsai's interest to internationalize this issue and hopefully to have other democracies step in and have a stake in enforcing peace and stability here.
You talk about internationalizing the issue, but at the same time, we've seen Taiwan lose a number of diplomatic allies, 9, in fact, since Tsai Ing-wei became president. So wouldn't you see it perhaps also that Taiwan is increasingly becoming isolated on the international stage?
I would argue the opposite. I mean, we have had a number of diplomatic allies in the past that are smaller countries around the world in the Pacific, Caribbean, that have continuously advocated for Taiwan internationally. I think that's important. But, you know, what's very important and what's more essential for Taiwan's security are relations with the United States, with Europe, with Japan, with Australia, and other potential democratic partners around the world. And so these are the issues that are going to keep peace and stability here, you know, not the number of diplomatic allies Taiwan has.
Vincent Chow, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.